What's happening? You are now tuning in to a Blaze Mind Zinc and MGA interview. And today we have a very special guest, two very special guests with us today. Will, do you mind introducing us?
Sure thing. I am William Simley. I am the host of MGA, and I'm joined by my co-host, Madison Everhart. Can y'all see me?
Yeah.
I'm joined by my host, Madison Everhart, and I got my boys, Devontae, also known as Vontae 64.
Yes, sir.
And his friend, great artist, dope artist, Lil Zo.
I'm the first try.
How's everybody doing today?
Feeling blessed, man. Shoot, man. Same here. You know what I'm saying? We woke up.
That's right. Well, shoot. Let me ask y'all this. Go ahead and get started with this first question. How did y'all two meet?
Well.
You want to go?
Yeah. Well, he's best friends with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
They've been in school for a long time. Like, they real childhood homies. So, like, all of a sudden, like, they was working at a, you know what I'm saying, little restaurant. Not restaurant, but a little fast food joint, you feel me? And then all of a sudden, we just clicked, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, he was just so interesting. He knew how to draw. Like, he was a whole artist before I met him. You feel what I'm saying? So, he had all the packages and shit. So, it was just, he was dope-ass dude. And, hey, I fuck with him. He funny.
All right. Well, yo, let me ask you this, though, man. Since you say you're an artist and everything, were you the one who did the cover art for this album?
No, sir. That was actually Vontae. Vontae had, like, full control when it came down to, like, the cover art, like, how we set up the, like, the photographs and everything for, like, the whole album. So, the credit actually goes to Vontae on that.
Mm-hmm. So, what was it like creating this album?
Oh man, that's, you know, like how does it feel like when we're making an album?
Oh dog,
that's what I'm saying.
It was like, fun. It was just fun. Like
it was something magical, real talk. But like I started making music like last year, bro. Like real talk. Like last year I started making music. I started off like in poetry and like shit like that, you feel me? So like, and like one day Vontae decided like to come over to my apartment with his equipment, and I'm like, okay, fuck it, why not? And he was like want to record. So I'm like, okay, yeah, you can record over here, bro. So, you know, like it's just like in my apartment, you feel me? Like he just left it over here, so it's in my apartment. And I kind of like, you know, just wanted to give it a try, you feel me? Like my little guy brother, like Vontae actually like saw something in me. Like saw something that I didn't even see myself, you feel me? So
So wait, does that mean you're signed to Lane too?
Lane Music. I am signed to Lane Music right now.
So you see, I want you to understand, you kind of cheated the system a little bit. Cause you wanted to interview every Lane artist by themselves at first.
Yeah.
you took a shortcut.
I mean, hey, shit, you know, I just saw something, bro, like, straight up, like, to be honest with you, like, the whole adulthood album was recorded at his apartment.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So, all through then, he saw how I was working, and he just wanted to do it himself, like, and to be honest with you, I kind of left it over there, because, like, I wanted to find somewhere to record besides my crib, because, you know, my people really don't like loud music, so, there was, like, you know, you know, I'm just going over his house. He just live up the street, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, let me go walk, just have my stuff there. And then I was like, I'm just gonna leave it here one day and see what he do with it. Like, if he really see what he gonna do. I just came back. Well, I came back and this nigga had like three songs. Mm-hmm. I was like, this out of nowhere. Like,
you know what?
I need to grow this. I need to plant. I need to, you know what I'm saying, do everything I can to water this plant. Cause like this dude, he's special. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, he got the whole package and the whole thing with the, It's like this man is like a rock star from head to toe.
All right. What's up, man?
So I'll go ahead and ask, I guess, my next question, which would be, when making the song Lifestyle, what was the, I guess, motive behind Lifestyle? What inspired you behind that one? Because I really enjoyed listening to that one.
Oh, thank you so much. I felt a lot of people was leaving me when I didn't have much, because, you know, I was working a job at the time when I was, you know, had the interview with y'all. But, you know, things happened and I didn't have a job anymore. I didn't have any money anymore. I was dead broke, rock bottom. Yeah. Like, a lot of people they stopped fucking with me. They stopped calling. Like, a lot of stuff was happening. So it was just like, why y'all leaving me? I gave all y'all money. Like, I didn't support y'all. Like, I didn't even spend money on myself, to be honest with you. I was making, like, a lot of money, but most of them was going to the people I love, and everything didn't reciprocate when I lost all my job, you know what I'm saying? So it was just very, painful for me to, like, sit through and, like, it's kind of fucked up. But it's just the lifestyle that I live, to be honest with you, because a lot of people left me, you know?
Yeah, I feel like whenever you go through something, you know, you experience it, it gives you the vocals to, you know, give it out, and people can relate to that. So I think that's one good thing, is that people will be able to relate to you through your music.
That's the whole point of my music, to be honest, but you're just relatable.
Yeah. I had, so I'm just going to go ahead and list like my top five, okay? So my top five is, I have it written down because I, you know, I like to write stuff down. So number one was Solo Dolo. I really like Solo Dolo. It was really good. number two, Effem. We like that. I'm here for that. Number three is Trying to Stay Solid. That was a good one. And then Lifestyle and Bad Juju. Those are going to be four and five. So that's how I feel about those.
That's a bang. Okay.
Yeah.
Bad Juju always hits different. I had
a lot of fun recording Bad Juju. That was something different for me. Like,
yeah, tell me about it. Tell us about that experience.
Okay, so Bad Juju, pretty much was like, it was a way for me to like, actually, you know, get the like past relationship off my chest. Mm-hmm. Because pretty much, like, I ain't gonna lie or front. Yeah, I cheated on my last ex, and I was trying to find a way to actually, like, you know, like, make amends with it and, like, redeem myself for, like, my wrong type shit. So I wanted to, like write a song about it. So I don't know. It was just, at the time, me and my guy brother, we was just in the booth, and, you know, he was working on, I think he was working on Solid, trying to say Solid or Solo at the time.
Yeah, it was Solo Dolo. I got done with Solo Dolo. And the thing is, it didn't really take me long to record. It only took like two hours to record.
Right.
Wow. So not a lot of time in that.
And to be honest with you, I don't write no more. I stopped writing. I freestyle everything now, so.
I've noticed that a lot of artists are starting to just freestyle now. They just, whatever comes to their mind. I've noticed that, but I like that about them. However, you know, poetry is a form of art. It's an art, and I like that, you know, people are still in the midst of writing. I just watched an interview on, I don't know if y'all saw the Chris Brown interview, when he was like, he doesn't write his music that much. He works with different artists, so I understand that.
Well, yeah, let me ask you this. Hey, let me ask you this. Since you said you stopped writing music, does that mean, have you had trouble when it came to your free-flowing, putting out your lyrics?
Well, the thing about that, it was just whatever the beat tells me, you know what I'm saying? And then I just say it. And the thing is with me, to be honest with you, my freestyles and my written sound the same. When I realized that, I was like, okay, I'm not picking up a pen ever again. Because, like, when it comes to me with writing, it takes time, and it takes too long for me. Because sometimes you want to just write stuff and just go in the booth. But, you know, since I've been starting freestyling, to be honest with you, this man, it wanted me to freestyle. He the one that really... Nick, come on, bro, stop. I swear to God, don't believe this man. Sometimes he don't remember stuff, but like it was a point in time where he always told me, like, hey, just say it, like just say what you feel like.
Yeah, it's gonna
come along good. So it's just like, all right, bet. So and then you know a lot of rappers punch in, and that's what I started to do, and it was starting to come along great. That's why I solo dolo and it's trying to stay silent and lifestyle sounds the way it sounds.
Yeah.
But I introduced it to him because he was writing like at the time he started to write. He was really getting good at his writing, and you know what I'm saying? So and then when he started to spit the lyrics to me and it was starting to sound a little bit off on the beat because it was like the hook at the time. So I was telling him, like, just say one line and just punch in. Like as soon as you hear another line, just punch in another one, just punch in another one. And that's why it sounds the way it sounds. So it was just so exciting for us to really hear that. But go ahead.
I was gonna ask as far as like with writing and I guess the time frame of each songs, how is that for you, like when you're writing and the beats don't match, like how is that for you? Do you find beats that match or
since I was starting off, for me, it was kind of like, once I hear a beat, I try to get a vibe from off of it. And I was just trying to go off of that vibe. But I really never had no problem. Like I never actually got stuck on a beat before. Not for real. Like, I may, like, be a writer block, like, while I'm, like, actually trying to work on that track. But as far as, like, I never had that problem before.
That's good.
For me, definitely. To be honest with you, adulthood, some verses went to other beats and some beats went to other verses. But with this one, it was just the beat that was just speaking to me. And then every beat would be picked. I can just rap over any beat, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? But it was just certain beats that me and him kind of agree with. Because when you're making a collab album, you got to really pick the beats that both of y'all agree with. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then, like, sometimes... other made like this beat, he's like, oh shit, I can just do a solo song for that. And that's what he did, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I did. So like it was a lot of ideas, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah. So do y'all have any music videos coming out soon?
Well,
I just
dropped the music video, Lost. It was from my last album, my first debut. Dropped it on July the 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie. It gained so much attention so fast. And I didn't expect that out of a music video. Like, you know, because when you look at my page and you see the actual song, it saved 200 views and they got it in a year. My video has 200 and probably 26, 30, and I got it in like 6 or 5 days.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry with that. Well, I just want to say, man, congratulations on that. Oh, I definitely got to check that out.
Oh, thank you, man.
Bro. But hey, I do want to give this advice when it comes to posting stuff like music videos on YouTube. You know how YouTube has that kind of like little, what's it called, reels?
Yeah, the shorts.
Shorts, that's what it is.
Oh, yeah. I definitely got it. That shit, I ain't even cap. Like, trying to stay solid, I post that. I was like, because, you know, Clean Slate was dropping the next day. So I was like, I'm going to tease the hell out of my people until the drop. So I made a Twitter. I think that's what it's called. And all of a sudden, like, I was just messing around with it. And it's like, it's kind of like a small mini video. So it was like 45 seconds, but I just love that short. Like,
yeah.
And just something that's real fast, simple, and people just look at it and go about their day.
All right. I do want to ask this. Do you still feel the same way you feel about music being therapeutic as you did the first interview?
Still the same way, man.
Still the same way. And what about you? Crap, I had it.
No.
Yeah, I had it. There we go.
Yeah.
How was music to you?
Music is therapeutic. Like for me, I'm using it like as a therapy session, because not many people know this about me. Like only Vontae really know my, like maybe a few of my family members, but not too many. Last year, before I even I originally moved to Georgia, and I just moved back. So that was like last year, but not many people know that I moved back, because like I was kind of strung out, like I was kind of, you know, wasted 24/7, like on the pills and shit. So I kind of like came back, and that's why I always tell this man, like, he's a big influence on me when it comes down to making music, because I actually saw that as a way to, like, you know, talk about my addiction and, you know, talk about like everything that I went through, and like finally get that out my chest. So yeah, music is like really, really like a therapy session for me.
Go ahead, Madison.
Forgot what I was gonna say, Will. God.
I'm sorry, it's only showing me one person at a time, but I think when it shows on you that what's called, I think you're ready to talk.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot what I was gonna say. It's okay.
Right. Fine. What do we have to look forward to with this new album?
A fresh start. New beginning. New way of life, to be honest. That's really the album is really about. You know, just letting go of some stuff that we've been holding on to for a long time. Just starting fresh with stuff, you know, and just on a new journey, to be honest. That's why I just named Clean Slate. After this, this man actually created the actual name for the album, you know.
Yeah, because at first it wasn't going to be Clean Slate. At first it was going to be Cold Boy Summer.
Oh.
You know, like how girls got their hot girl summer. You feel me? So Cold Boy Summer, that's what it was going to be. But, you know, I was like, you know, it's going to be like a new beginning for, like, everybody. So why not Clean Slate?
I like that.
Much love. Thank
you. I kind of like Gold Boy Summer a little bit better. No, I got the Hoochie shorts on deck.
I mean, I don't know, bro. It's like a last minute decision, like real talk.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like it was so perfect about like how all the songs were mashed together. Like I'm not gonna lie, like we was not really thinking about a single for this album. We just wanted to drop it on motherfuckers. Like we just wanted to just like bam, here go the album. But like, you know, we was kind of not really pressured, but we was kind of like kind of anxious to really drop some. So this man, you know,
at least I was in a way. I don't know. I'm an artist. I just, once I do my craft and my art, I want to put it out there. I want everybody to see it. That's just me though. That's just me.
I feel you on that. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you did that. And then I'm not going to lie. Can't Be the Same kind of touch a lot of people when he did that. And it got him so many, he got like 80 views in like four days.
Yeah, like in 4 days. Yeah,
like
views.
This man don't even, he don't got no fan base, man. He just not new. And it's like, bam, right there. Like, oh, okay. I see what you're working with. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, he came with his own people that kind of know him and love him for him. So, and then again, they know him about this music stuff and how important it is to him. So when it came down to the album and people just so excited, like, to be honest with you, we gained buzz for not even showing a snippet of the album. We just said, we gonna drop an album. It's coming soon. We getting love.
That day was crazy. Like,
bro, we was getting love. Like, like we reviewed no songs. So it's just like, man, so what this album really finna do? Dropped it on people and just like people loved it, you know what I'm saying? Like, and to be honest with you, this album, like I said, this album was done in 2 weeks.
That's quick.
Very quick, you know what I'm saying? It, you know, and there's certain stuff we could have went back on, you know what I'm saying? That's always been, you know what I'm saying, with artists and old music, you know what I'm saying? We kind of did finish this fast, but you know, I'm not gonna lie, like got done with it at the end of May, and ever since June, we've been on something completely different. You know, we've been working on new stuff ever since June. So we just been trying to get it to sound good and You know, we went to, you know, different people to see what they was going to work with. And, but, you know, we still got our original package, you know, those. And I ain't going to lie, like, I did mix and master most of those songs on that album. I ain't going to lie.
So you did most of the, like,
yeah.
I think of the word, but yeah. Mastering.
Hey, I got one last question, man. And I do have to sign off a little bit early. Again, I was expecting Xavier to be ready for it, but we're having some technical issues. But I do want to ask you this, man. For a new person, listen to your music. What are some songs you definitely want them to tune into?
Man, go first. You're going to put the ball in my fart.
You feel me? Okay. You feel me? It's going to get.
For me, in a way, I would say Kurt. Kurt was really special to me because it was like, you know, I'm talking about like what I'm going through, especially when I lost my job, like, I want to say like what, three, four months ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like somewhere like within my verse, I mentioned that. So when they listen to Kurt, I just really want them to like, you know, don't feel discouraged because of what you're going through. Like you can still like, you know, make it from here. It's just, I don't know how else to explain it like that. That's really all I want people to like really like experience from that song. All right.
That's
I want to say Burnt Out too, but that was like something like a little bit personal. But,
yeah, no, Burnt Out is a perfect example of your Georgia situation.
Yeah. No, you're right about that.
You know what I'm saying? Burnt Out. Go listen to Burnt Out, because Burnt Out is it really explains his Georgia situation, how it was so exhausting and he felt at rock bottom at that point. That's a very good song for him. Very good song.
What about yourself?
For me, I'm gonna say three songs. Why was one is one of them with me and him. That song was so beautiful. It was so deep. And to be honest with you, that kind of is one of our favorite songs. And it probably is the favorite song on the album, to be honest. But
Cap, that's his favorite song. That's not my favorite song.
He didn't say that today. He didn't say that today. We dropped that motherfucker. So anyway. So yeah, why it was so personal. It was dealing with, you know, actually the person I was talking about on Lost, but you know, I was still dealing with that, you know what I'm saying? And it was really close to me, and I really kind of cried to that song when I, you know, recorded it. But Solo Dolo, and that's just from the old school me, you know what I'm saying? That's just the 90s Tupac type of energy that I brought to that song. So definitely that. And last one is Lifestyle.
Of course.
Lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Trying to Stay Solid is cool. It's a hype ass song, but the deep ones, get into those. You know what I'm saying? Because they're really good.
All right. Well, y'all, I do have to sign out. Please keep the interview going. Let these people know who y'all are. Plug whoever and whatever you need to do to put y'all name out there, man. I wish y'all much success. Madison, thank you for letting me on. Got this.
Thanks. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
I will.
Hey, much love. Right.
Much love.
All right. And there was three. So I guess I'm just going to ask like a few more questions, and then I'll do like how you go through the interview process for whoever wants to book an interview or request to book an interview. So the last question is really just like, or the last two, is what motivates you in order to keep going?
For me personally, I always say this to people, you know what I'm saying? And I probably said it in the first interview we had, this is all I have. I really don't really know, not say I don't know how to do anything else, but this is all I have, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, for me to really, you know, be motivated is just in me to really keep going, you know. Yeah, I was gonna get into water, but yeah. But besides that,
I'm sorry, I had to grab some water.
You know, good. So it's just in me to keep on, you know, and just, you know, I just think about my life and how it was and what's really bringing me why I'm doing this in the first place. Not to just really be to myself and how I get things on my chest, but to really bring it in the material way and bring it to monetization, if that's how you say it, or financial way. Yeah, to really support my family and really get it what we deserve, because we deserve it, you know. But where do you try to keep on?
Money. I ain't gonna count money.
And keep it 100.
But no. I'm gonna stop joking. But like, I don't know. You like the third or fourth person who asked me that so far, like ever since I started doing music. And I guess I just want to encourage people, influence other people that, you know, you can actually like go out there and try to like achieve your dreams. Like, you don't have to be afraid to go ahead and like, you know, take that leap of faith. So I'm really motivated to like, you know, wake up and actually do this for the people who feel like they can't. That's just me.
Yeah, so I guess that goes right into my next question. How do you plan to like influence the next generations with what you're doing?
What I push the narrative. Yeah. What I push the narrative with him, you know, I tell him all the time, just be yourself. Because you can't be cloned. There's a lot of clones out here. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that's really just money hungry for artists. Like, there's a lot of shit that go into this game and it's too much. But, don't be a clone of nobody. You know what I'm saying? Just because you're a fan, it don't mean you have to be them. Like, if you really want to be a really artist, just be yourself and be it to the fullest. And if you be you, nobody really can be you. That's how special it is.
Be you. Yeah.
Sound trash, nigga. That's your sound. You feel what I'm saying? All right, that's what you sound like. Enjoy it.
That's a bit.
<I'm safe.
laughs> Okay. I guess I'm sorry. I can't remember. What was the question again?
So basically my question was, how do you plan to influence the next generation through your music? Like, how will you impact the minds of the next generation?
I don't have that answer for you. I really don't, because my music is, it's so different. It's just me, like, you know, trying to talk about like what I'm coping with to like run away and escape from my past and my pain.
Yeah.
So I guess, I guess so, but like, I don't know how to impact anybody with that, so.
So I guess the way to word what you're trying to say is just like, through your experiences, people can learn from that so they don't have to repeat, I guess, the mistakes that you've made.
Right.
So that way they have you as a learning, they watch you, they learn from you, and that way they know what to do and what not to do.
I was gonna say, right, that, you know, this man kind of does, you know, dive into music a lot, you know what I'm saying? Like, he, you know, that's just his coping, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people that, you know, kind of relate to music so much to the point where it's kind of a lifestyle.
Right.
And, you know, people kind of escape through music. So that could be a thing, you know.
Well, I just wanted to say congratulations to the both of you all for dropping your album. I enjoyed it. Great album. I'm going to go through this process really fast just so people can know. If y'all ever want to book or request to book an interview with me, Will, Xavier, the whole MGA gang, I'm going to go through this really fast. Let's see. Share screen. I've never done this. Will usually is the one to do this. So, okay. Can y'all still see?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so what we're going to do. So basically what you want to do, you want to just go to www.blazemindsinc.com/BMIXMGA. As you can see it up there. And it's going to take you straight here. And all you want to do is you want to go down to request to book. Click on that. And then it'll take you to a calendar. And you'll want to click on the day. So we have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday. Sunday, it's pretty much all day. Monday, 7. Tuesday, 7. Friday, 8 or 9. And Saturday, 7 to 9. So you can book any times in between there. We're just going to, yeah, so that's pretty much that. So yeah, if y'all want to book an interview, you can do it that way. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you again, guys. I'm blessed to have you on. And yes.
Oh yeah, no, thank you for having me. Like it was really fun.
Thank you for accepting me back. I am the guest. Like, thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. You had a really good interview last time, so.
Thank you. I kind of feel like I didn't, but you know, it's okay.
Well, we're gonna push it more this go round, so it should be a lot.
That's
a bit. You feel me? So yeah, and we'll have a better intro. For it to be the very first interview, you know, we didn't put as much emphasis in.
Y'all were good. It was just me. Like, I was answering questions like a dumbass. Like, y'all good. It was just me personally. Y'all was straight. Y'all was perfect. It was just me personally. I don't know what the fuck I was talking about. Like, y'all answer the questions and I'll go completely off topic and completely off topic. I was like, bro, what the hell? Like, what am I saying?
It's okay. This time, it's going to be good. You did good. Oh, yeah. Y'all did great.
Thank you.
All right. Well, is there anything else y'all would like to share with anybody before we go?
New music coming soon. Clean Slate is everywhere. Legit everywhere. So just look it up. There. This man got new music, probably a solo album coming sooner than you think.
Maybe. If we can get it in the works, maybe.
Cause this man he like me. He work fast. He want this. He want it. You know what I'm saying? So new music coming very soon.
All I gotta say is just look out, world. Little Zoe be coming soon. Real talk.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Awesome.